Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. It's been a long time coming. It's your favorite, and I'm back. Today is Thursday, November 19th, 2020. And I must say that many things have changed. Many things have occurred to change my perspective. I'm really disappointed in people. I think people are idiots. Everybody's an idiot. What is happening? What is happening? Why do we have to coddle and nurture people's feelings and emotions about putting on a fucking mask? Put your freaking mask on. Stay home unless you really gotta go out. Because unbeknownst to many people, the hospitals where I am are full to capacity. They don't have any more beds. And the reason that I know this is and three people that I know personally are COVID positive, and they didn't have a bed to take them. They're not taking people in unless your heart rate is skyrocketing and your oxygen is under 93. Other than that, you're going home. What's it gonna take for everyone to take this seriously? I mean, god diggity doggone, we're at 252,000 plus people that are gone on to the great beyond, and yet we've still got conversations about masks. Good God. Sick sad world. And it's not only just a sick sad world that we're dealing with in respect to people having died. It's also really disgusting that we're to the point that 25,000 people were in a food line in Dallas. Let that settle. 25,000 people. I don't care if it's millions of people that live in Dallas alone. That is neither here nor there to me. 25,000 people at one time were in a line to get food for Thanksgiving because they don't have any money. Everyone is S-O-L? Yeah, shit out of luck. And it's like I feel this anxious calm. And I know that's oxymoronic, but it's true. An anxious calm. The anxiety because it's all rushing all at one time. Back to back to back to back to back. Domino effects all the way around and a down and around and a down. And I mean, my God, it's not stopping. Every single day, every moment is filled with this. So I guess that's the anxiety. Plus what I've, if you've listened to my last podcast, would know. I watched quite a few people pass away working in a nursing facility where I live. So, you know, my 2020 has been rocking and rolling. And, excuse me, let me turn my vibration on. So, I already had that going on in my head. And now to see that it's where it is. And that's not even speaking of the exponential growth. The exponential number. Because if you've been following me, my very first episodes, I I think it was like my second one. I don't know. Go back and look at them all. I have a family member that worked for NASA, and the person told me that when they look at infectious diseases and pandemics, epidemics, you know, it's always a multiplication of the numbers, like an exponential counting that they do. Because it's people that we won't know that have passed away from COVID until, you know, a sweep is done of their home. Like, we won't know how many people were affected that did not have COVID but had underlying issues that needed attention that could not get that because everything is COVID. So, you know, the calm is everything happening is biblical. All of this is biblical proportions, and nobody thought it would happen to them. But boom, here we are in this sick, sad world where you can get murdered for free and for nothing, where you can go to jail for something you didn't do, where you can get shot in your back even if your hands are up and you did nothing, or matter of fact, if you're sleeping in your bed, dreaming in REM, and all of a sudden you're gone. You know, that's what we've got going on. So I'm really not surprised that we've got Category 5 hurricanes hitting, back-to-back storms doing freaking U-turns and going right back to where they went the first time. I'm not surprised that there's heavy snow and blizzards and fires. Famine is here and it's near. And if you don't think so, if you don't think that there's going to be some form of famine, you have not only been ignoring what's right here, right now, in front of you in the USA. I'm a patriot. You also have not been paying attention to what is going on globally. And there have been quite a few typhoons, storms, you name it, out where we trade crops. You know, rice fields gone. And even here, we're having the same issue. But everything's COVID. Everything's a hoax. Everything's political. Red versus blue. Black versus white. I think everyone is missing the entire point of, one, spiritually, what the message is. And that should be the ultimate facet we focus on, because life is but a fleeting moment. I mean, we're but vapors. I think that we're so focused on the obvious, we're missing the bigger point. And that to me is scary, especially seeing the things that I've seen. That big thing in the sky I told y'all about that I've been looking into, and I'm probably going to do another episode about it and what I've been seeing. But I've been really tight-lipped about the whole situation because I'm noticing that it's not what you know, it's how you move. Speaking of which, guess who's probably not moving out of the White House? Or they're gonna have to drag his ass out by the skin of his skin. Because let me tell you what, this is a shit show in front of us, a train wreck, a roller coaster ride on the rustiest railroad track you can find that's not been serviced since 1862. That's how bad this train wreck is gonna be. I mean, it's been months and we still don't have a resolution to make sure every American, everybody here is eating, has a roof over their head and running water that's clean and the ability to protect them and their loved ones and really sit still. We should have done that months ago, although I'm pretty sure either way this went, there was always going to be that cluster of fucks that don't listen that would have made it bad for the whole. But it wouldn't have been as bad, but hey, I digress. A quarter of a million people are dead. We are in month 11. And I mean, I guess that doesn't sound like a lot of people, or we're just that desensitized that it hasn't really clicked. I think that could be it. You know, so many bad things have occurred that everyone is just a zombie. Just going about your day or pretending nothing is wrong or pretending what's happening isn't happening. I feel sorry for those people that think this is a joke, a hoax, a piggyback ride to Santa Claus that's coming to town. But I tell you what, if things go the way they're warning it not to go and people don't listen and just have to have it, just gotta have that Thanksgiving dinner with the family, that turkey, and traveling around, whether you're flying or driving, whether you get a pretest or don't, it's just not worth it. Good God, just go home. Just stay home. What is so hard? What's so hard about just being in your own little corner, in your own little chair? You could be whatever you want to be. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. I gotta sing that again. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. Looking ass, sit down. Sit your ass down. Stop it. For your ass be in a body bag. Jesse Ventura, if you've ever watched his show on YouTube, you will remember he was called the biggest conspiracy theorist ever, and he was crazy bananas. What a toosie. But he showed us all those coffins, and everybody was like, what is that for? What is that for? And I think that was around the time I really started digging around where my nose probably shouldn't have been, but sue me. And I realized, oh my God, something is happening. Which, again, if you listen to me more, my back podcast, you know, I went into some stories about me a little bit and why this podcast is kind of on the wave that it is. So, for you new listeners, I've always been a little different, and I knew as a little girl, after hearing a song from Shirley Caesar in my grandmother's car on Meadow Park Lane in New Orleans, Louisiana, people get ready, Jesus is coming, soon he'll be coming home. And so, you know, listening to that song, she always would have it playing, or, you know, it just spoke to me resolutely. And, you know, I had a voice. I still remember it. It, you know, to me, spiritually, I look at it like it was a spiritual communication that I would see the times that I'm seeing now, that we're all seeing, that we're living through. And there's a lot more going on that you don't know about. Did you know that meteorites have been busting through the sky, falling into people's homes and backyards all over? And they'll be on fire in the ground, like these balls look like burning coal, like they don't go out. And the people couldn't really get too close because it was that hot. So, you know, we've got a lot ahead of us. I don't know why people are rushing 2021. You're not about to hear me say, I can't wait. Nope. New Year's. New year, new me, new nothing, Nick. I don't want to hear it. I'm just taking my time riding this wave of 2020. That is, it's the biggest wave I've ever ridden. If I ever rid one, but this is definitely a wave for you. You know? It's been a little minute because, again, I just, like I said, I do that a lot. It could be the Aquarian in me. It could be just who I am as a person, as a woman, as a spiritual being living a physical experience. If it doesn't feel right, I'm not doing it. I'm not going. I've learned many lessons not listening to that voice or listening. And there's equal difference between the two, where one saves you and the other can get you killed or near-death experiences. So I just get quiet sometimes and I just let myself be and go through where I am. So, you know, I've gotten back into like moving with dance and stretching, because I notice even when I feel constricted, like mentally or spiritually, I don't move. Like I don't dance. I just need to be still. I need to seek the Most High and pray and avoid the temptations of whatever it may be around me. So I haven't been on air it's been a few months. Probably now, but I mean, would you rather quality? You know, come on, who wants to hear, you know, Debbie Down shit? My energy right now is just, yo, this is happening, everybody. This is happening, and it's okay if you don't want to be bothered. It's okay if you need a minute to digest everything that has happened, whether it was a personal bubble experience or outside of where you are specifically, but you see it and it enters your energy wave. It's all right to step back and be quiet. It's okay. Like I felt guilty because I'm like, this was a goal that I set for myself and I really wanted to meet it and I didn't. And I stopped. So there's that guilt, like, damn, I fell off the wagon again. Like, right now I should be really going for the gusto of dreams I have unfulfilled, because life is but a vapor. But then I remembered when butterflies are hatching, you know, they have a while when they're in that cocoon doing nothing but resting. I don't know what they do inside of there. I don't know if anyone studied the inside of a cocoon as a caterpillar becomes, you know, but I look at me personally. I have many cocoons for specific places, moments, you know. And it's okay to stop. It's okay to change. It's okay to understand the change that you may be experiencing, but it's not okay to resist the change, I think. because that hurts you, that makes you confused, that creates anxiety. That anxious calm can become an anxious paranoia, an anxious depression. So I think it is important for us to stop. What other reason has the world stopped outside of we need to stop too? Has nobody gotten that? Like, let's look at the signs. Like, stop. It's okay not to go to the ball. It's okay not to turn up. It's okay to turn up in your own house. It's okay to use the technology we have and just keep your distance. But the problem is, no, people don't. Knock, knock, who's there? Nobody, nobody, who, nobody lives there. Shit. We're going to be going through this for a minute. And as far as the vaccine, do your research on what it does to DNA. The one strand versus two strand DNA, if I'm reading correctly. And any genetic modifications that may occur, may or may not, allegedly. That's about all I'm going to say on that. Because, yeah, I don't want to be censored too much. But there's just certain things I'm not about to jump into. Because I don't know about y'all, but... If they don't have a vaccine for the flu, which has killed quite a bit of people, what is this? That's all I'm saying. And I'm pretty sure we are going to be having a nationwide shutdown, but who knows? It depends on who ends up in the White House. And yes, I said that because I just, after what I've been seeing, what we've all been seeing, but I realize we live in a matrix. So what I see is not what you see. And we could be looking at the same video. I believe the matrix is the mind. But not just the mind, outside things too, in this dimension we're in, but... yeah, mentally speaking, it's definitely something to that, because there's no way we can watch the same video and get so many different responses from others. Such a different point of view from the left and the right, per se. But I want to play this from CNN. It's President-elect Joe Biden's reaction when asked if he's going to shut down the country. Let's see.
I'm a commercial gamer at heart, but playing smart is a really important part.
Let me try to take them one at a time.
So I was wondering if I could ask what kind of framework you're thinking about as you decide about a Treasury Secretary going forward. Whether you would consider, you had said during the debates that you wanted to punish China over the way that they've been acting, whether that could include economic sanctions or tariffs towards China. And finally, do you think a strong dollar helps or hurts the U.S. as we're grappling with historic unemployment?
Well, look, let me try to take them one at a time. You'll soon hear my choice for Treasury. I've made that decision. We've made that decision. And you'll hear that either just before or just after Thanksgiving, number one. And you'll find it is someone who I think is will be accepted by all elements of the Democratic Party, from progressive to the moderate coalitions. Secondly, it's not so much about punishing China. It's about making sure China understands they got to play by the rules. It's a simple proposition. And so that's one of the reasons why we're going to rejoin the World Health Organization. We're going to rejoin on day one as well. And it needs reform, I acknowledge. And
pause. Thank gosh. for that. Because I really couldn't understand why the hell. Why would you want to get rid of the WHO? Whether you think they aided and abetted China or not, they still have some of the best doctors, the world's best scientists. Why would you not want to be included, even, especially if, now this is me, my general, you know what I'm trying to say. That's my thinking. I wouldn't want to leave the room. I would want to be right there and hear everything being said. Why would you leave the table? Why would you leave the table? It's idiocy. Did I say that right? Buffoonery.
We joined the Paris Climate Accord. And we have to make sure that the rest of the world and we get together and make sure there are certain bright lines Chinese understand. We have to not only deal with this pandemic, but a plan for the next one. The idea that viruses are going to go away is just not rational. We're going to recalibrate and set up the institutional structures we had in our administration of Obama, Biden, and build on it. And what was your third question?
It was about the dollar, sir. Whether you think a strong dollar will help or hurt with unemployment, or generally just how you'd like the Federal Reserve to sort of approach the...
Well, quite frankly, the way the Federal Reserve has been approaching dealing with the dollar has, I think, has been in a positive direction. Our interest rates are as low as they have been in modern history. And I think that is a positive thing. It lends credence to the possibility of us being able to expend the money and deficit spend in order to be able to generate economic growth right off the bat. And so I think it's been positive so far.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President-elect. You have said that if this transition doesn't get going, especially coordination on vaccine distribution, that lives will be lost. How many lives do you think are at risk here if this transition remains stalled?
Well, look, you've heard the projections. The projections are that if nothing fundamentally changes... ...just between now and beginning of February, we're likely to lose up to total of 400,000 lives, another 150,000 lives. And so it's real. Whether it's that, it gets to 360, whatever it is, it's real. And there is no excuse not to share the data and let us begin to plan. Because on day one, it's going to take us time. If we don't have access to all this data, it's going to put us behind the eight ball by a matter of a month or more. And that's lives. How many would be lost as a consequence of that, I can't tell you. But the purpose here is to get, we talked a lot about with the governors about what the immediate needs are. We're going to employ the Defense Reconstruct Act to be able to go out there and dictate companies build and do following things. We need much more testing. We need much more masking. I mean, that's more, we need gloves. I asked the East to go and ask the National Governor Association through the Governor Cuomo and the ones on the line to let us know what their shortages are, what they anticipate. Because we're going to move on day one. That should be moved on now. Now. But if it waits, it takes a long time to get this thing going.
And when you take a step back and you look at the way the president is handling this, his refusal to concede, what do you think is really going on here? In your view, Mr. President-elect, what do you think the president is doing? What are Americans witnessing here?
Choose my words here. I think they're witnessing incredible irresponsibility, incredibly damaging messages being sent to the rest of the world about how democracy functions. And I think it is I don't know his motive, but I just think it's totally irresponsible.
Are you concerned he may succeed, that people may question the legitimacy of your administration?
No, I'm not concerned the vast majority of the American people. They've already, all the polling data has indicated, although the Republicans who worry about it is higher, but the over 78% of the American people believe it's without question is legitimate. I think most of the Republicans I've spoken to, including some governors, think this is debilitating. It sends a horrible message about who we are as a country.
They gonna. I swear I saw a comment. This is a pause. Sorry, y'all, but let's laugh in the midst of this absolutely sane conference. Not used to it. But in Diary of a Mad Black Woman, when Helen was dragged out the house by Charles and he had his new girlfriend, he moved in to their mansion. That's how they're gonna have to do President Trump. Watch. He's not going nowhere. Not easily. He will not go silently into the night. He will not bow out without a fight.
Thank you, Mr. President-elect. Thank you, Vice President-elect Harris. Appreciate it. Nice to see you as well. Yes, appreciate it. You have said that lives could be lost if you don't start getting briefings from the Trump administration. And now here we are, more than 250,000 lives could be lost. Given that, how do you justify not taking legal action to get the briefings that you say are critical, that you say you need?
It would take a lot of time. It would take time. It's not going to speed it up considerably, in my view. And in the meantime, I am hopeful that I'm going to be able to get cooperation from our Republican colleagues in the Senate and the House, as well as the governors, to build a consensus as to how we proceed when we do.
But why not use every tool in your toolbox to get the information that you say you need to do your job and to do it effectively on day one?
I'm making a judgment based on many years of experience and how to get things done with the opposition.
Do you think
My judgment is that we'll get further along by actually working with our Republican colleagues now, and because the time in which we would win would not materially change necessarily. But it's still an open question. It's an open question. It could change.
So you haven't ruled it out. You haven't ruled out legal action against the Trump administration, against the GSA.
We haven't ruled it out.
Okay. And given the death toll now, more than 250,000 Americans who have now lost their lives, you have said that you would support a nationwide shutdown if scientists recommended it.
You've spoken to scientists now. Everybody asks that question every single time I stand here. It was a hypothetical question. The answer was I would follow the science. I am not going to shut down the economy, period. I'm going to shut down the virus. That's what I'm going to shut down.
So that's ruled out.
I'll say it again. No national shutdown. No national shutdown.
Sorry, y'all.
Because every region, every area, every community can be different. And so there's no circumstance which I can see would require a total national shutdown. I think that would be counterproductive. But there are constraints in which the degree to which businesses can be open. For example, it's one thing to say that you can have in a state that is there, where their infection rate is not as high, you can have a gymnasium open. It's another thing to say it can only be open 4 hours a day with X number of people. The church I go to, my Catholic church, they don't allow more than 40% of the people to come into the church. Those are rational decisions. It's not shutting down everything. It's calibrating based on what the threat is.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I feel like that particular statement is to calm the masses at the idea of the country shutting down, because it's already chaotic as it is, you know, but we'll see.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President-elect, and Vice President-elect Harris. A question for you first, which is, what do you make of the fact that the president is having these calls with Michigan County officials amid his bid to overturn the election? He's going to be having also Michigan Republican legislators at the White House tomorrow. Is anything that he's doing making you rethink your strategy? I know you say that you don't want to have legal action right now. And what do you say to Americans, especially immigrant Americans who came to the United States looking for political stability and seeing all the things that the president is doing?
Hang on, I'm on my way. That's what I say to them, not a joke. And what the president's doing now is really it's going to be another incident where he will go down in history as being one of the most irresponsible presidents in American history. It's just out of the, not even within the norm at all. There's questions whether it's even legal. But it's going to be interesting to see who shows up in this call to meet with the leadership. But this is going to, we've won Michigan. It's going to be certified. We're going to end up making clear that they are, maybe making clear that we won. It's hard to fathom how this man thinks. It's hard to fathom. I'm confident he knows he hasn't won and is not going to be able to win, and we're going to be sworn in on January 20th. And I just, but far from me to question his motive. It's just outrageous what he's doing.
Woo! Wasn't that fun, guys? I mean, everybody's just like, you gotta slap the table. Sorry, Jag, if I scared you. I startled my cat. I can't fathom why. Y'all, tune in again. I'm gonna come back with some more. I just need to charge my phone. But before I go, do check out my beauty supply store that is online, Dynasty Divine Beauty Supply. That's www.dynastydivinebeautysupply.com. And to the first 10 shoppers, do leave a note that you came from Amethyst Dynasty. I will give you a special gift. I look forward to being back, y'all. I have so much to cover with you. I know you've missed me. Again, this is Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear.